Still harvesting Zinfandel grapes from vines planted back in the 1880s, Lodi's Jesse's Grove Vineyards vines are the oldest in the entire Lodi Appellation and among the oldest Zinfandel vines in California. Net yields per acre are substantially less than from young vines, but once you have a taste of the elixir from the ancient vines, you'll understand exactly why old vine Zinfandel is so coveted. Come along and join Sarah Williams and winemaker owner Greg Burns in Lodi at the Tasting Room for a journey of discovery about Jesse's Grove Winery, owned by the same family since 1868, just 3 years after the conclusion of the Civil War. Sarah Williams, we're here in Lodi, California. Hi.
We sure are. Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us what you do here.
Well, I work at Jesse's Grove Winery. We are a vineyard and winery located here in the Lodi Appellation. We got our start originally in the 1860s. That's when the land was purchased.
Wow, that's like 10 years after the gold rush.
Exactly. That's when the land was purchased by Joseph Spinker, and it is still owned within the family today. The current owners are Wanda Bechtold and Gregory Burns. Gregory Burns is our current winemaker. And we are a 320-acre ranch. About 250 or so acres of that is active grapevine, and we're super proud of the wines that we produce.
What are your flagship wines?
Zinfandel, absolutely. And you'll hear a lot of wineries in Lodi say that. We just, the climate here is perfect for Zinfandel. It thrives here. It is my personal belief that we produce some of the best Zinfandels in the world, and it's because that grapevine has the incredible knack of being able to sweat it out for those really warm valley days and hunker down for those cold, foggy winter nights. It's a treasure that we're able to produce the amount of Zinfandel that we are here. At our ranch, we do have the oldest Zinfandel vines in the Lodi Appellation, about 128 years and counting.
Wow.
We still produce wine with them today.
Oh,
it's our royalty vineyard, and I would say that's definitely our claim to fame here in the Lodi Appellation.
But we
produce a lot of other wines as well. We produce Merlot, Chardonnay. We have a Cinsault, a Carignan. We have come out with a Pinot Noir as well, which is pretty rare from Lodi. I'm kind of a gal Friday of sorts at the winery. I do whatever's needed. So occasionally I work in the tasting room. Occasionally I work in the cellar records. During harvest, I'm out on the pad sorting the grapes and getting my hands dirty. And I also do a lot of work with our wine club and our administration office. So
driving in here, we're way out in the country. We're in the middle of the vines. But I also see all these olive trees all around. Mm-hmm. Are those yours, and what do you do with the olives?
Well, this is actually Cicchetti's property. These are Cicchetti's olive trees, which they use to produce their olive oil from. We have a couple of olive trees on our property as well, which Cicchetti comes in and harvests and incorporates into their olive oil.
So you're part of the mix then?
A little bit, yeah. So this is pretty exciting for us too, to kind of get to pair up with Cicchetti. They're great people, and it's fabulous that out of a little pocket in the Central Valley, we're able to create such wonderful agricultural partnerships with wine and olive oil and everything else.
Do you sell most of your wine and the olive oil right here?
Yes, the majority of our wine is sold out of our tasting room, but we do distribute throughout the country. So here we have Greg Burns. This is our current owner and winemaker. He's really the heart and the soul and brains behind our whole operation.
Very cool.
I have the wealth of experience with these wonderful people as you were just interviewing to behind me to make my job so much easier.
Cool. Priceless.
I don't know how I could even add any more to what she said, but I would be happy to answer questions.
Well, we can talk wine and your philosophy.
Yeah. Sure. Well, since we've been a winery since 1998. We've been a family enterprise as growers since the 1860s. We've got a long legacy. I'm a fifth generation grape grower, or wine grower as I call it, first generation winemaker.
Very cool. So what is your flagship wine? What do you specialize in? What are you most proud of?
Well, full body reds are definitely what the Lodi region grows best. You know, Zinfandel is our flagship. We have some of the most historical, oldest vines of Zinfandel blocks in all of the state of California that are still in existence.
They're probably the oldest in California?
Close to the oldest. I think Amador has the Grand Pierre vineyard, goes back to the 1850s. Our oldest Zinfandel block goes back to 1889, I think is our, 1889.
They're like trees then.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely stunningly gorgeous vines. You know, the vines can be 5-6 feet tall, the trunks can be 8 to 12, 14 inches in diameter with just these extended arms that look perfect at Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Put a sheet on them and they're good to go.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. So it's fun to work with historical vineyards. It's truly an honor to be part of a family legacy that has that available to be able to work with. So it was just a natural extension to go from growing to making of wine. And I've been doing it for 20 years at the ranch now and, you know, created the winery as an extended legacy of what we're about.
But you're more than just Zin. Today,
absolutely,
you have Chardonnay, and tell us about some of the other varietals that you do.
The Lodi region is kind of the backbone of California that supply a lot of the major appellations and regions of the state. Yes, we do, on our ranch proper, we do the Chardonnays, we do Merlots. You know, I have Petite Syrahs, Alicante, Bichet, Petit Verdot. I have probably 12 different varietals. 280 acres in total. So half of my life is in the vineyards, mm-hmm, half is in the winery.
So you're never bored.
Never bored.
Do you sell some of your grapes to other winemakers around California?
Yes, absolutely.
First and foremost.
Not Livermore area, but a lot of the valley regions like Bogle, and we do a lot of wine with Gallo and Constellation. I did a lot of grape shipment over to the Sonoma area. Been making wine for Sonoma-based wineries that, you know, I have to be anonymous about who
right.
they are, but
right.
it's I appreciate the fact that they appreciate what we can do
yeah,
for them in quality.
That's a good testimonial to what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It must make you feel good.
Very much so. It's 1998 to 2000 is when we formed, but we were the 8th winery in our appellation at that time, and now we're 85, 90 strong. Mm-hmm. The heart and backbone of most of these wineries, even as of the size and scale of Michael David, all of these are family owned. They're all growers first. They are wine teams, wine making projects second. So it's become quite dramatic and interesting to be able to take that to a scale to where what you grow is you're drinking it. I call it bud break to glass. What do? We watch the buds open, the canes produced, grow them through the entire season with all the ups and downs, and then then eventually crush it, process it, and sit with it and work with it for 2 years to present it back to somebody. So it's an evolution.
Very cool. Talk for a moment about your process and philosophy relative to oak. I know you do some neutral and you do some new
mm-hmm.
oak.
Oh, sure. I have gone the gamut and looked at, I judge wines nationally all over the place, and I preferentially like a wine that defines the varietal first. I want it, if you say it's a Cabernet, you say it's a Zinfandel, a Petit Syrah, I want to taste that. I want to understand it. And I want to taste the terroir, the soils, everything. So the amount of application of oak integration, it should be enough to help supplement but not define. I don't like wines that are produced with barrels that cost $1,200, $1,800 a barrel. And it's like, wow, that's a beautiful oak bottle of wine. I have no idea what the varietal is. I want, for me, 20% is enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, my metaphor is a pepper steak.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
yeah.
I want to taste the steak, man.
Exactly.
I scraped the pepper off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's adding to the combination that matters. But first and foremost, you want to define the wine by the varietal in the region. I want to taste every region of the world. Everybody has, you say it's Cabernet, you say it's Zin. It's fun to be able to let it express that region uniquely. And so then to take that and then compound that by adding additional aspects and adjuncts such as oak is one of the beauties of winemaking, but it can't define winemaking in any sense.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
The name of your label?
Jesse's Grove Winery.
Could somebody find it like Santa Barbara or Monterey, or do you have to come to the source?
We have distribution. I'm the winemaker. I'm not the best person to ask. But obviously, we have it direct through our winery, and we have consumer direct via online orders. You can place orders through our website and just learn about our wines that way. And we have our wine club membership is national. We have wine club members in almost every state. Even the ones that we can't talk about, that don't allow it, they have friends across the border. So they
smugglers.
Oh, I didn't say that. You did.
I love it.
Hooked you up on that one, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, cool. Well, for further information.
Yes, for further information, check out our website. Give us a call. I'd be happy to, from my illustrious staff with Sarah and my staff, they would be happy to fill in the customers on what their interests would be.
And the website is?
jessiesgrovewinery.com.
Very cool.
We're also very active on Facebook as well, mm-hmm. and we're always home at the winery, so never feel shy about giving us a call and asking anything you need to ask.
Okay, so I'll go home and follow you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
We're open 7 days a week. My mama is the one that owns and runs the winery at 85 years old. She's still our mainstay, and she only allows us two days off a year. Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Oh, wait a minute. Easter Sunday?
Thanksgiving, no, too.
Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. We're working on it. We got 4 days.
Cool.
We're allowed to take 4 days off a year. So
I love it. And if somebody wanted to come to your tasting room, where are you located?
1973 West Turner Road. We're on the west side of Lodi, between Highway 99 and 5, just about equidistant in between.
Google Maps will
Google
get you
Maps,
there.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
My name is Sarah Williams.
And I'm Greg Burns.
All right, guys, thanks so much for sharing. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lodi, California. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.